aka DJ Co. But we got one. Whitney Houston, 2009,
Whitney Houston was the time.
What a time to be alive, everybody. Mm. Kiss me. We'll be right back. music track from Japan. This video released on June 5th of the summer of this year. We got Sade. We got a big.
I really like that first one. It's like elevator music that made me feel powerful.
That's the power. That's Sade right there. Sade was very lame to about even 4 years ago because it was considered like a dad music kind of situation.
Normcore.
Norm, but just.
I don't think I would have ever. I think you're the only person I've ever met that knows who she is.
There's a lot of people who know Sade.
Really?
Oh yeah, a lot of you know that guy.
On back streets of Chinatown.
Actually, you could relate on this. Aiden had a YouTuber that spoke at his college, LMU. His name was Vinylize.
Oh yeah.
I guess
alma mater.
Yeah. So this guy is just like I would describe him as like wide-eyed, like guys, like, so this is what I do. This is how I make money off you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He doesn't blink. Definitely first glance, I would never trust him.
Yeah, he doesn't blink.
He's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it kind of, right? And
I kind of tried to talk to him after he spoke at in my class.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get good vibes from him. All he wanted to do was give me stickers.
All he wanted to do was advertise, and he didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. I was like, "Yo, man! Like, I have my own radio show, kind of thing. Like, we're trying to." It was around that time that Yumi and Sean had kind of started to. We were like, "What if we could like make something of the Purple Hour?" You know?
Oh yeah,
I think I've got a few people listening right now, all time high probably. And when I talk about all time highs, I'm talking the hundreds of millions of people. I mean, we're worldwide.
Kids Young Famous Worldwide, we got 200,000 New Yorkers listening at once. No one else in America, just 200,000 New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Which is the,
But, yeah, remember when I talked to him, I was like, he was like the only person in that, like, panel of people that came to my class that I, like, that I felt like I had something in common with.
Uh-huh.
Because his was the only, like, there was an older guy who explained, like, hard grown-up knowledge.
Yeah,
With like a puppet. That was like his thing on YouTube.
Wait, and, so he would teach.
He had what are those things called? A marionette, not a marionette. The thing, you know, people.
So he would do
make
puppet
a doll
shows.
You know what I like? You know what I mean?
you know what I mean.
Anyway, there was him, but then like the other people was like a girl who does like makeup tutorials and like.
This
girl who like graduated from the film school and now has like a semi-successful, like she makes money from YouTube. It's not like her full-time thing, but like.
But was extra so income. This Vinylized guy, I remember he had about 10,000 subscribers when you guys did the Q&A.
Okay.
That's not a lot of subscribers to be making money. I'm going to actually check how much he has now.
So, the older guy who was there with the puppet thing, he actually had a video explaining how you make money on YouTube.
And that's
but there's not a way to calculate exactly how much money you're going to make because it's all based on views, but not based on total views. So I could click on a video and because it's based on like you get money from the advertising.
Yeah.
But your videos also have to be a certain length to qualify for advertising.
Yeah, because
so that's I could have like say I have one video, right? Or say I'm a viewer. I click on a video, ad pops up. Fuck it, I don't really care about this, and I exit out. He doesn't make any money for me because I didn't sit through enough of the entire thing or enough of the advertisement.
Yeah.
So within, say you are a YouTuber and you have a video and it has 3 million views, you have to account for maybe 10% of that.
Uh-huh.
And within that 10%, there's another percentage that like you actually make the money from. Like gotcha. Something like that. It's very.
And I know a big rudiment with the views is that the longer the length, the more commercials you can have, and that's what gets trended. If people stick around, that's why PewDiePie was the first fastest and most successful, because his videos were like 15-minute reaction to a game. Kids will stick through that.
The Vice guy, or what was his name? Vinyl?
Oh, Vinylize?
Vinylize?
Yeah.
I don't think he could.
What was he talking? I'm actually curious to see how he, because he made it seem like he was making money off it.
Yeah, he actually talked about more of the, because he hadn't been doing it for that long, like when he came to my class. He'd been, I think, maybe a year or two.
Uh-huh.
But he was talking about more technical things about, like, what are the, like, right cameras to use for YouTube video, like, for vlogs and stuff like that.
Oh, wow, he has 80,000 now. That's actually, now we're talking.
Yeah, but still, yeah, like.
A little bit.
Yeah. But see, he's, like, he's carved out a little niche for himself. He's not going to hit like the mass but people who go on YouTube. Like
you got a point.
Like only go to him for like the vinyl stuff. You're not going to get like, you know, he also has like a demographic.
But you know what? It's like, I guess that's if anything, like you can open up a liquor store and it won't get a million subscribers, but it'll get 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
But that's still, like, maintainable in a way. That's,
yeah. But, like, he's not going to pop up on any, like, type of list of, like, best YouTube channels.
Oh, no. And, like, the best YouTube channels are just corporate now. Yeah. Like, or not the best, but the most popular. Say what?
YouTube is corporate. It's like a...
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're getting...
They're coming out with a documentary on Demi Lovato, like a YouTube-exclusive documentary.
Hmm.
You know, they have YouTube Red, which I was skeptical at first about, but I think that is going to blow up. Netflix is raising their prices.
Yeah.
Hulu, which I've talked to my girlfriend Lucy about, I think we agree that it's probably the most accessible streaming platform.
But most popular. Yeah, I don't know anyone that uses Hulu.
See, that's the thing is, like, Hulu has a pretty, I mean, in terms of, like, Netflix, Amazon, some of the other, like, production companies that started off as a simple website that had nothing to do with production, you know, in that realm of, like, streaming platforms, Hulu has the smallest production, like, actual original content. I mean, they have a lot of TV shows, but like, I wouldn't put them like at the top.
Yeah.
But what they do have, and I think Amazon might also have this, but Hulu has everything. Like, as long as you're an HBO subscriber, you could watch HBO shows on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you have those cable channels, and then they also have like, you know, movies that aren't on Netflix. And that's why Netflix is raising their prices so that they can put more instant streaming, like, you know, stuff from the vault on there. And you can also download Netflix stuff and watch it without Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Kind of like, it's like podcasts from like the iTunes store.
Okay.
You know?
So I know Hulu and Funimation actually, they did a contract, so now you get basically every major anime.
They also have
and deep cut anime.
Yeah, they also have a contract with Spotify now too. So if you have a Spotify student premium account, you can also have free Hulu.
I guess the two greens go together, right?
Yeah,
the green colors. They do look related, actually. Yeah. Interesting. What a move.
Yeah,
but YouTube's gonna get 10,000 more employees by 2018.
Yeah,
and
it's a startup. I mean, it's
gone big.
It's evolved. It's evolved.
It's already huge.
Yeah.
It's. Oh, did you notice the update too? You don't get the So, okay, I can actually show an example to Aiden, but basically you don't get a tab for your subscribers. You just get videos. So you're scrolling like this.
Yeah.
It looks like you're on Netflix. Now you just see screenshots of...
There's no sidebar for where all your subscriptions
are?
You
have to click on a sidebar.
What?
And then
I haven't seen this yet.
It hovers over... So now then it starts to dim your actual YouTube screen. So only the...
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's so...
Oh, actually, that's not that bad. That's not that bad. But that means you can
only... You're separating your subscriber to whatever pops up in the front. And that's what is
making... But it's only an aesthetic thing. I see what they did.
Yeah.
So... Normally,
but no, it still hides you from your actual subscribers because I want to keep up.
They're trying to make you discover more because
it's not even discovering more. It's all the stuff that you are interested in, but it's all over 500k views, millions of views. Now it's getting filtered where it's getting popped up in your face.
See, I was on YouTube when I left my house tonight, and it was still.
Yeah, I don't know when...
How long has yours been like that?
Like 2 weeks now, I think.
Okay. I'll accept it when mine changes.
Yeah.
I don't like change. I don't do like the iPhone updates.
Well, yeah, it's a bitch to get to... I haven't either. But what's changed is the weather today.
Oh, boy.
So, man. Aiden...
Oh, boy.
Aiden lives in Northridge.
Oh, boy.
Winnetka... South side, kind of. But out of nowhere, 6 p.m. last night, comes Thomas? Hirachi Thomas. Yeah, Thomas is the name of the fire, I think.
Oh.
So Fire Thomas.
I thought Thomas was like the place.
I think it's called Thomas Fire.
Thomas Rye or something.
The Thomas Fire.
Oh, fuck. They're giving them names now. Hurricanes.
They're giving them names now. You hear that? They're giving them names now. We have our scary, we don't get no hurricanes. We don't get no tornadoes. We get very big fires.
And earthquakes.
Luckily, not in one while, but earthquakes.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
Dude, I'm just going to put this out there. It's kind of a far-fetched bet, but given how this year has gone around the globe, outer space, we've reached the farthest reaches of outer space that any human...
So the galaxy is flat, and we walked with dinosaurs.
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress this year. And I think there's going to be the big one by the end of the year, in the next month. There's going to be a crazy fucking earthquake in Southern California. I'm going to get my free TV from Best Buy. I can't wait. I think it could happen.
So you want
I
it,
really want it to happen.
2017 Roundup is...
I want to see all the progress they've done on the 405 ruined. I want to see fires. I want to see it all. Kiss me.
Violence.
Kiss me. I want to lose communication with a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Ooh, landed it.
You think it could happen? I think it could happen. Why not?
I mean, we got a fire in December, so I think anything is possible.
And they do say that fires... I'm probably totally lying, but I think they have said that fires affect earthquakes. Can't tell you why. But I think they've said that.
So this is what you discovered today. You looked at the smoky fire air that that Thomas was giving.
Yeah.
And you thought,
two
this
fires.
Is perfect earthquake
there's two fires. One in Ventura
and
one in Sylmar.
That one is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
27,000 out of their homes.
Let me tell you, whether or not the earthquake happens by the end of the year, it's going to be such a shitty...
Okay.
It's going to be such a shitty Christmas.
What's the one building? It can be anything.
Yeah.
But it can't be your own home.
Yeah.
What is the one building you want to still be together if an earthquake happened?
The one that I still want to be together.
just one building. It can be the U.S. Bank building. It can be Petco.
Does the content, does the purpose of that building still function?
There's no need
okay.
to get deep. Just the structure. Just the building.
Just the structure.
Something maybe you can stay in, something that you just want to see still there.
Okay, hold on. Man, because if it had to do with the function, it would be like salsa and beer or something. Like like a refuge.
At a function.
Like a refuge of mine.
So you go to salsa and beer and you walk in and you go, huh, it's still the same amount of people that are waiting. Even if that's the one last building in LA that's standing. It's like, it's still the same amount of crowd. Man. It's always so fucking...
Man, it's hard because the function has no purpose in this.
Well, it's salsa and beer? What do you mean it has no function?
In your question. Mm. It's just a structure. It has nothing to do with
what. Okay, now let's get to function. Like,
oh, but I didn't even get the first part. I don't even know what building I want. Because salsa and beer was for the purpose of getting salsa and beer after there's the apocalypse.
Okay, now what about for leisure? We're going straight to fun.
Oh, leisure. Oh, man. Comedy store.
Have you? Oh, really?
Yeah, man. It's a club. It's a clubhouse there.
Have you been?
Yeah, I do. I do podcasts there now.
You do?
I didn't tell you about this.
No.
Yeah, man. My friend Max Goldman. Shout out to Max Goldman. I love you, buddy. We were at my friend David's house, and actually didn't come up in this conversation. It came up later, but we got to talking about like what we want to do, and he said that he runs the soundboard for a podcast at the Comedy Store on Thursday night. It's called Crack 'Em Up Comedy. And he hit me up because he needed a sub. And he's like, hey, do you you want to sub in for me at the Comedy Store? And I was like, yeah, it doesn't sound too hard. It's probably pretty much like what we do here with the soundboard. And it was a little different, but very simple. And I went, and he's like, hit me up a couple more times to sub. And yeah, man, I'm like, it's on my resume now. I got the Comedy Store on my resume for volunteering.
So you have these podcasts posted, or
say that again?
Do you have them posted, the podcasts? Or
yeah, you can find them on Laughable. You can find them
on
iTunes Store. So
damn.
The show that I did, actually, man, the first time he asked me to do it, it was like the stars aligned. It was crazy. So it's this show called the Crack 'Em Up Comedy. And at the Comedy Store, there's three rooms, right? There's the original room, which is the room you walk into. It's the big one that you walk into first. There's the main room, which is to the left behind another wall. And that's like the big stage room where they have like, you know, people like Louis C.K. and Bill Burr and like big names. They perform in that room, you know. And then there's like a little attic room called the Belly Room. And that's like smaller shows, but also it's used for like top secret comedians working on new material. They want a small room of people who, you know, they can work on it with. More intimate.
So it's like a meeting room too.
No, it's not a meeting room. It's just like a small performance area. Like it's kind of it's smaller than like K-Chung.
Really?
The room, yeah.
Huh. The whole building.
Like the entire apartment area right here.
Oh, interesting.
So that night, Crack 'Em Up Comedy takes place in the Belly Room, and it's ran by a producer named Nichelle Murdoch. Wonderful, sweet lady. But what I've heard is, like, Nichelle makes, like, up-and-coming black comics, like, famous. Like, she gets their names, like, to the places where they should be, you know what I mean?
Hmm.
So
she's, like,
she runs this show, right? And so that takes place in the Belly Room, and then a bunch of like black comics, and it's mixed, but mostly black comics. They perform up there, and then they walk down to the basement where I am, where the studio is, and they talk on the Crack 'Em Up Comedy podcast. So they do a little set up in the room, and then they come down to the basement and they talk on the show. So it's kind of like a showcase podcast.
So the podcast is downstairs, and upstairs is they do what?
The show, like the performing part.
So
they're connected. The shows, the Crack 'Em Up podcast and the Crack 'Em Up show.
Oh, so it transitions from...
They go on at the same time. So the comedians perform, taking place at the same time as the podcast. once they're done with their set, they walk down to the basement and they hop on the podcast and talk for like 10-15 minutes, and okay, then they leave it. And new comedians come in who just performed.
Gotcha.
It's really cool. So that night, the first night I was there, we're like, you know, probably 4 or 5 sets of people in, and it's getting hot, it's getting sweaty down there. And Nichelle walks in and she's like, "So, Marlon Wayans just got off stage, and Dave Chappelle is going up next." And we were like, "Holy shit!" And everyone just were like, "We're going. We're gonna pause this." So we paused it. I ran up to the belly room with everybody, and I got to see Dave Chappelle perform for like half an hour, and
in front of the intimate crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And he was smoking a cigarette and everything. It was crazy. Like, wow. I don't think given, like, I may see Dave Chappelle perform live again. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, that was probably the one time.
So you saw him in a room smoking. Yeah. You smelled his cigarette.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And damn, so wow.
My first time, like, just subbing in for my friend, and he called me a couple other times, and I've been there on Sundays the two other times, so it's, like, in the middle of the day, and there's no shows going on. It's just the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. Yeah. I get to, you know, it's like a little bit of a networking opportunity, other than that, it's just like awesome to be able to like not be a performing comedian, but have an interest in comedy and like making a career in it somehow.
Yeah.
And, being able to like, you know, be at the Comedy Store, like part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny little part of it.
That is something I wanted to ask you. How's the pursuit going for you? You're pursuing, like, to be a comic, right?
Yeah, I'm writing. I beat myself up about it because I really need to just work up the courage to go do an open mic or something.
Scary, man.
Like I played over in my head and like how I would say jokes and like kind of how I would talk, and then I read the joke ideas. I'm like, God, these are so stupid.
I mean,
but you got to start somewhere, and I've kind of gotten to the point in my head where all it takes is just doing it, because like,
yeah,
no one's gonna care. I'm not some. I don't. Yeah, no one knows who I am.
Fart in front of them. Exactly. I mean, you're not gonna see them ever again.
I'm the only one who cares about whether or not my jokes are funny. I mean, obviously, to the people who I would tell them to, they would care, but it's me more than them. It's really for me. It's like really a
yeah.
Sorry for the vocal fry. I'll be honest with you. Me and Ed smoked a little bit of a joint outside.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday night. Whatever. Fuck.
It's gotten me really fucking baked. Actually. But, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's where the pursuit is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I want to do an open mic before I'm 24. Before March.
Yeah, I know.
And I think I kind of feel like a pussy for putting kind of like a deadline on it, because it just gives me more time to stall. But I also, you know, who started comedy at 23?
Who?
Bobby Lee. That's why I want to do it before I'm 24.
Really?
Because
really,
here's the thing: if I were to like really, really commit to it, like, I think I would want Bobby Lee's level of like notoriety. I don't want to be some huge, famous fucking Kevin Hart. Everybody knows you. Like, I just want to like that to be my thing. And then
he does have a very medium level of where he is, and that's why he's interesting to listen to on his on his podcast,
because he's just been in show business for so long, and you know, that he kind of made that his life, and so like he has all these weird stories, but they're like a product of being in show business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of his like travel stories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
but also just like the amounts of drama, actually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of side talk on each other, and like, oh, I don't like him, I don't like that. And it's interesting that he's so open about that, because there are politics to everything. That's just not the comedy world. That goes the same for music industry, film industry. Especially comedy, it's all about really networking. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about those, like, who you're hitting with, who you're hanging with, the Seth Rogen crew. They all make stupid movies like Sausage Party because they're simply friends. And friends can apparently get about $19 million to make a short film.
Yeah, that's how it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but that's like the cool thing about like, like it's kind of like skateboarding. Like the skateboarding industry is made, and this is just, I only have this reference because I used to skate in that, like that was the world that I kept up with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, there's like this industry as a whole, but it's broken down into companies and teams. So like you follow the teams that kind of give off the branding that you like. And same with comedy. There's different like groups of comedians that kind of stick together. And those are people who like either came up together or sort of ran into each other somewhere along the way and decided to like,
that's kind of how it is.
You know, do shows together.
It's all about kind of going in numbers. You can't really do it on your own.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. I mean, Sean's not here, but I really hope Sean like decides to do stand up at some point.
That'd be great.
Because I feel like it's just hard to just start doing it and stick to it by yourself. Like you kind of got to have people that like you make your own shows with, your own lineups, like help each other out. You know what I mean? Like
I remember Joe Rogan podcast is like, if you want to be like, what would you recommend for anyone that's becoming a comedian? He says, you got to go through boot camp. You got to go hardcore bombing like yeah. every night boot
Dude,
camp.
I mean, like, it's weird because I listen to a lot of like, I've mostly been listening to Ari Shaffir recently. But if you listen to enough comedy podcasts, like you'll hear those stories of like coming up and how long it took people to get places.
Mm-hmm.
And like comedy, it's like you're not really like, I'm looking for a word. It's on the tip of my brain. Like you don't really get your footing until you've been doing it for like 10 years.
Yeah. But that's
the other thing I kind of like
time.
About it. Is
yeah.
Like,
there's
because
time.
You could do that and you can also like, you know, cause it's like a night job comedy.
Oh, totally. You gotta love the nightlife. You
gotta,
like,
I mean, like you look at the Comedy Store and like the shows don't start till 9, and everyone does like 15-minute sets, unless it's like a smaller show of bigger names and people get like a half hour or an hour. But like, if you go on like a Monday night, it's like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and if like that's like that's your shit for the night, you probably do like 3 of those a night, so, like at different places. You work for like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You gotta have something else, so. It kind of gives you time to earn. That's the other part I think about is like, I don't want to. I want to have like a day job that like I'm qualified for. I don't want one that I'm overqualified for. Like I want to feel like valuable doing something that like, you know, I got to because I went to college. But I also, I'm so like goggled in my brain right now. I'm trying to word this. Like I want to have like a good job that I like doing along with doing the comedy.
Mm-hmm,
I don't want to have
course.
Like a restaurant or a retail job and then also do the comedy thing. Like I want to earn like the money that I think I deserve to earn and also pursue that. You know, I kind of want to skip the starving artist part.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying.
That's not a bad way to think about it, though, honestly. Because artists need to look at reality for, you know, sometimes. There's some that don't think in reality at all.
I mean, if you look at, like, people who, like, you know, get famous before they're dead, like, they, like, really take the business side into account. Like, I obviously have some reputation. Mm-hmm. How about I try to get as much out of this reputation before I die?
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Like, I think about Joe Rogan, and, he's really just, like, capitalized on, like, himself.
Yeah. Him as a character. As, like, yeah, a character.
Dude, I mean, I think he earns, like, millions from his podcast.
You think so? Millions?
Yeah, I heard someone talking about it. Like, it's, like...
How does he get millions? How many people listen?
Dude, I mean, like, he is in the top
10.
He's been in the top 10 podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And at the top of the comedy podcast ranking since practically, like... I mean, it only took him a few years to, like, actually get a studio, so instead of just doing it in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really, like, was at the forefront of podcasting.
Hmm. Because he was kind of early in the game, right?
Really early.
Hmm.
I mean, at least for comedy. But I think for podcasts in general.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Have you thought about doing a podcast? That's a very 2017 question.
Yeah. And there's, like, part of me that totally does. Because we have, like, really good nights here where, like, you know, there's not a lot of dead air. We're not being awkward or anything. I really love those nights, and those give me, like, confidence that, you know, we could start something outside of K-Chung
mm-hmm.
and be consistent with it. But the other side is, like, you know, it's like everyone has a podcast now.
So you want to do something more special?
Yeah, like, I would even like to do, like video instead of just audio.
Hmm.
Both, I don't know, but like it's also like what I don't really have something that's so special to like offer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have some crazy point of view. I'm not like super knowledgeable on like everything. I make a lot of stuff up.
Then that's what works.
Yeah,
that's your style.
Fake it till you make it. But
exactly. I guess so. I don't know. I'm not sure what that phrase really means, honestly. Fake it till you make it. I get it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
but
it's like,
I guess that just means confidence.
Yeah,
and like,
it's confidence in lying. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give up those fires, man. It's crazy. It's really crazy. The 118 Tampa exit was totally closed because it was engulfed in flames.
No shit. Really?
Yeah, Porter Ranch. There was a little fire there.
The Tampa exit?
Yeah.
Is there photos?
I don't know. But I was going to say earlier,
yeah,
like.
No time for that.
Like, I mean, there's people who have, like, shitty Christmases every year because they don't like the holiday or, like, whatever. Oh, man, it's going to be such a shitty Christmas for people this year.
It is.
Politics, it is. Natural disasters, the fires, like.
Yeah, in
man,
a local state.
Losing
yeah.
jobs, everything, man. Like, I think it's going to be a bad Christmas, I think.
I like Christmas, though. It's my favorite holiday. A lot of people don't like Christmas, though.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people our age do not like Christmas.
Yeah, that's stupid, though. I don't know. Christmas is a sweet holiday.
It is.
But I don't like the new Christmas lights. I don't like these new age fucking lasers. I don't
oh,
like
they're just the lasers on the house.
Yeah, the
LED. It's so easy, yeah.
The LED ones, you know,
yeah,
that are like...
Yeah.
You can't really see the bulb when you look at them, and it's just like this little blurry cloud of light.
Yeah,
I don't like. They made me nauseous.
New
I also,
age.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I kind of wish it was still like warm outside. This brisk dry shit gets me. Not emotionally, it's actually just irritating. It's just windy. It's just windy.
It's
and
windy
like,
in the valley, right?
Yeah, really windy and like.
But
yeah,
it's not
trees.
Windy.
I saw trees that fell over today. I saw like
no. Is that windy?
Yeah, I mean it was a small tree, but like still, wind blew it over.
Wow.
On the sidewalk.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right now, Hawthorne there's no wind at all.
I feel bad for my pets too. The wind definitely freaks my cats out.
Mm-hmm.
But like my dog, like my new dog Theo, like he's a puppy. He's like a little boy, and he needs to like run around, but like he doesn't want to go outside.
Because
it's just loud and scary outside.
Damn.
Yeah.
I remember living in Porter Ranch.
Man, Porter Ranch is wind city up there.
It is. I remember our parked cars were actually moving.
Yeah.
Because it was so, like, the wheels are actually turning on the cars because it was that fast. Like, I don't know how fucking
dude,
fast
they
it
said
is.
They were, like, I heard it was, like, 50 to 70 mile an hour winds today where the fires were.
That's
getting
honestly.
Hit by a car of air.
Yeah. I remember our doors would bust open in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That used to happen.
Yeah. Because it was that windy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're redoing my bathroom, and, like, we took out the bathtub. And so there's, like, a section of my floor that's totally open to the outdoors right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the fire smell is coming in. The just pure, brisk coldness is coming into my house.
Is it nice, or do you not like it?
The bathroom?
Yeah.
Wait,
the brisk cold air.
Oh, not my house.
Oh.
I mean, I do like it because I get the chance to just wear sweatpants and socks. Like, I get to get warm.
Yeah.
Because that's That's my genre of clothing. It's just warm clothing.
Yeah. I think any Californian, because we don't get to wear it that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have more jackets than any Californian. I have too many jackets.
Well, you know what? That's not a very California thing, because there's actually, no. it's an LA, it's a San Diego, it's a SoCal thing.
Yeah.
The state has snow.
Yeah.
I tripped out when I went to a fucking Mammoth. Because I'm like, oh, wait.
It's crazy, dude. I mean,
forgot the state has snow.
You can go hiking, snowboarding, and surfing in the same day. If you start early enough.
And if you live in Fresno.
Yeah.
Because actually, Fresno.
Dude, I mean, even Southern Cal, like, down here, like, you can go for a hike anywhere. Hills, mountains everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can mob up to, like, closest place I can think of is like Wrightwood, where Lucy lives.
Mm-hmm.
Snow up there near Mountain High, and then zoom on back to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a little surf.
A little surf and turf. Earth, Wind, and Fire is a great band, but they're missing one thing: water. Do you remember? Da-na-na-na. Very first time. That's when the credits start.
Oh no, you're. Yeah, yeah. Man, it's almost Oscar season. Should we wait? Should we wait for like an Oscar episode? Like, I feel like we have like
a
movie episode every year. You and I always have like a movie.
We need. Talk. We do need to talk. About. I just. Yeah, we
I
need
think,
to.
I don't
we
think I've seen a lot of that. Movies this year, though.
Honestly,
I feel like
yeah.
I've kind of just been overwhelmed. Like, there's so many movies and shows that are like Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't go to the theaters that much.
Yeah.
I saw Thor. That fucking sucked.
Ragnarok?
Yeah. But it was directed by a comedy director, which I learned after. So it makes sense. But it was very just like...
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. Yeah. But it wasn't action-y. It was just like gags.
I know Justice League only made $96 million on opening weekend. That's... I think
domestic?
That I just saw it said $96 million, which is like, they probably spent $500 million on a film.
Oh yeah, it's gonna make a lot of money.
But no, that's awful for opening weekend. That is like
really.
I think
I don't. I have no. I should know this, but
we can actually look up the budget. But
yeah, look at
it,
look
it's gonna, it's close. I'm pretty sure it's close to like $500 million, honestly. Because
the budget.
Yeah. Okay. $300 million.
Wait. Hold on. $500 million?
Honestly.
$500 million is a percentage of, like, it's a small percentage, but that's a, like, visible percentage of the national deficit of our fucking debt to China.
Let's see.
Man, that's crazy.
$300 million. I was almost right.
Yeah, you're almost right.
Wow. Yeah, I said 300 at one point. So, opening weekend only made about 20%. Of what they, because you need to break even no matter what when you release films now.
300 million, 96, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Opening weekend, 96. And then let's look at like Wonder Woman. That was 150 million. Wonder Woman box office, first weekend. Box office, 103 million. That's pretty good. So that was opening weekend.
So they killed it.
Mm-hmm. That's basically breaking even. Well, 50 more million, but
they call those tentpole movies. Tentpole, that's the term, I think. Look up tentpole. Tentpole, T-E-N-T-P-O-L-E movie. It's a term of like the movies. Like a tent. It holds up on one little stick.
I'm just getting Asian horror film kids. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. But yeah. What's the year-end plan?
For the like next few weeks?
Yeah. There's only
I've got my internship that ends next week. And then from there, it's just trying to find a job. Fucked up my car, so I need to fix that.
I owe Los Angeles about $900.
Bad. Why?
I got a flash ticket.
Oh, you got the red light ticket.
And
you get
a parking ticket. I got a No Segundo on Rosecrans, West Rosecrans.
So you owe him.
I do.
What was the parking ticket for?
I was parked until I forgot to pay. Oh, I didn't forget. It said enforced till 10. I didn't pay in a meter, and I got a $73 ticket. Oof. I am down a lot for just... And it was just this month, too.
Man. Sell some of your Supreme stuff.
I'm getting rid of all of it.
Nice. Is there, like, a hub to go to like, just throw that shit at people?
Grailed. And Depop, I guess. But fuck Depop. It's crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just have to delete Depop. I don't use it. Yeah. I do have a few things I do want to sell, but I'm also just, like, just give them away. It's so much fucking easier.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To hassling with people who are looking for clothing online. Yeah. To buy from strangers. Just buy new stuff from a company.
Capitalism.
Unless it's like, you know, there's people who make a living off selling clothing online. But like, other than that, it's just like a dude who has a few pairs of shoes he's trying to hustle.
And that's become a very Los Angeles thing.
Yeah.
The whole vintage reseller.
What time are we at?
We got like 3 more minutes.
Okay. Fuck this stupid video.
Should I share this?
Yeah, go do it.
Why not?
Do you remember?
But yeah.
I
guess we'll close it out one more song.
Can I close it out?
Yeah. Do you wanna put it in?
Yeah. Do our sponsors.
Thank you to James Bond cell phone replicants. There's 3. There's a blue one that shoots hooks out. There's one that you press that hacks closed gate doors. And a yellow one, which is just a stun gun.
It's just a taser.
James Bond replicant guns.
Okay. I'm good. We'll be right back. Los Angeles is burning by Bad Religion. I remember that song in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, I think, because Johnny Cash, the Ring of Fire, was in that song. Like that game had like a theme of fire.
And I remember that's 2, right?
I think it's three.
Tony Hawk, not Pony Hawk.
Yeah.
But I remember the fourth one, American Wasteland. No loading screens. Oh. That's how they sold the game. I was just like, it's a good selling point.
Yeah, it is.
Look at our technology for skating.
There's still a lot of loading screens on games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty, well, thanks for listening to the Purple Hour. We'll be back 2 weeks from now, and it'll be, our show usually lands like right before New Year's. I think the past 2 years we've always had a show that was like two or three.
Oh, so we got the 19th.
Yeah, because we only have the first and third week now. Because K-Chung's bureaucratic police state fact. Fascist bullshit over here. Man. Fuck.
That's before Christmas, though, so.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Everything's before Christmas. Kiss me. Okay. All right. This is the Purple Hour. This is your boy, Aiden Frank, a.k.a. DJ Kosh or Cobra.
This is 2009 Whitney Houston. Ed.
DJ Ed Sirkami.
Yes.
Find him on Twitter, find him on Facebook, Instagram. This is Purple Hour. Thanks for listening. Love you. Be safe. Bye-bye.